It's here and now, and it's a new day in Nigeria. For the first time, an opposition candidate has won a presidential election there. Muhammadu Buhari, a 72-year-old former general who ran for the office four times before earning this victory yesterday. He beat incumbent Goodluck Jonathan by more than 2.5 million votes out of about 28 million cast. Jonathan stressed peace last night in his concession speech.
As I've always affirmed, nobody's ambition is worth the blood of any Nigerian. Unity, stability, and progress of our dear country is more important than anything else.
Joining us now is Ni Akwete, the executive director of the African Immigrant Caucus and founder of the Democracy and Conflict Research Institute. He's with us from Washington. Ni, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for covering Nigeria.
Well, and first of all, let's hear from you about your reaction to this historic moment and the win from Muhammadu Buhari.
You know, Nigeria has had a lot of trials, and on the other hand, they've done some things well. And so this election was very contentious. There are many angles to it, why the president lost. But the most important part is the classy way in which he conceded defeat quickly and graciously and pledging to do everything to help. I think that is just wonderful. Other African countries have done something somewhat similar, from South Africa and Mandela to Wade in Senegal, and then even Ghana, which is why President Obama went to Ghana first in 2009. But Nigeria doing it, what they did is more difficult. Nigeria is big, and there was a lot of eyes turned on it. So this is a wonderful thing that Jonathan has done. I mean, there are many angles, but the way he conceded and is preparing to hand over, he has done a lot for democracy in Nigeria and in the continent.
Were you surprised by that? Because right before the election, the day before the election, there was the news that the military said that they had destroyed the headquarters of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Some people saw that as maybe an election eve stunt.
I heard that news. I never thought it was a stunt because, you know, there were reasons. Many people said, well, why are they beating Boko Haram in 5 weeks when they haven't beaten them in 5 years? We don't have a lot of time, so we won't go into that. But I was not surprised because they had credible explanation about why they were doing better. But on the other hand, yes, I was surprised that it didn't really it didn't change people's minds because they were quite fed up with President Jonathan. I think he was blamed for things that he could explain away. But in any case, the people are sovereign. They decided. I was surprised it didn't sway them. But the elections were peaceful and turnout was great. And the level of violence was way down from what one would have expected. Here, I do give Washington some credit. You know, the Nigerians did it on their own. The neighbors helped, the Commonwealth, the other Africans. But President Obama and his administration also made it clear that they wanted no violence. So that pushed down the violence as well.
What do you think this says to other African countries? We spoke with Darren Q on the program yesterday, who's a professor based here in the United States, who's gone over to monitor the elections in Nigeria. And he says that the fact that there's this peaceful transition of power, that an opposition candidate has won, really resonates throughout the rest of Africa.
I think it does. I agree. I know Darren, and I agree with him completely this time. Sometimes we see things a little different. I think this is huge. And again, other African countries have done it before, but Nigeria is special in this respect. I mean, largest economy, largest population, the whole world was watching it, and they do have a record of contentious, violent elections. So what they have done is really great. But the point that it makes to me is, all along, you know, Africa unfortunately has had a lot of dictators, and people think it's because these dictators across Africa, impose their will on the people, the most democratic people, the people who want democracy the most are the African people, the ordinary people, because that's the way they can control their governments. They tried colonialism and dictatorships, and they really want democracy. So I think this will make it very difficult from here on for any African leader to try and, concoct shenanigans with respect to elections. Now, each country is different, but the fact that Nigeria has had good elections and the loser has graciously given up power, I think it's a sea change. You know, it's in the future. I can't be 100% sure, but I will be any other person who tries to do funny business will have a hard time, including from civil society groups here in Washington, in Nigeria, and the rest of Africa.
Nigeria is a country that is about half Christian and half Muslim. Good Luck Jonathan is Christian. Muhammadu Buhari is Muslim. Do you think having a Muslim leader is going to make a difference in the fight against Boko Haram?
I think it has, but I think the important point is that I actually think that Jonathan, in the 5 weeks, and, you know, people thought, like you said, they thought it was an election stunt. I don't think so. I think he got equipment that the United States wouldn't sell him. He got mercenaries from Europe and from South Africa. The neighboring armies, especially the army from Chad, which is battle-hardened, all came in. So I think he has actually been beating Boko Haram for the past 5 weeks. I think that their back is broken. The fight is not over. But I think so. He's actually done the heavy lifting on Boko Haram. It's just that he did it too late. Muhammadu Buhari, who is a major general and knows the military well and has been actually fighting Boko Haram, has been his number one election thing. So I think he will do a good job after beating Boko Haram. He has said that he will clean up and strengthen the army because that's his pride. That's the institution he came up from. So I think, yes, he will do the mopping up and he will fix the army. I expect that from him. Anything can go wrong, but I think Jonathan should get credit for what he managed to do in the 5 weeks. And once again, many people think it was an election stunt. I don't think so.
That's Ni Akwete, who is executive director of the African Immigrant Caucus and founder of the Democracy and Conflict Research Institute, talking with us about this historic presidential election in Nigeria. For the first time, an opposition candidate has beat the incumbent in that country in an election. Ni, thank you for joining us.
It's such a pleasure. Thanks for covering Africa.